Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour number five of the G-Bag Nation, and we got Rangers baseball right around the corner as the San Diego Padres are in town. Dylan Cease against Evo. Nathan Eovaldi on the bump for your Texas Rangers, and out at Globe Life Field to tell you all about it is our buddy Jared Sandler, who's got the pregame starting at 6:30. Jared, how's it going, bro? What are the vibes like at the ballpark?
Vibes are high, and a lot of people are here for the Nate Lowe Gold Glove bobblehead. I saw some people lined up when I was pulling up to the ballpark, so you know, the Rangers, they have won one straight game, and people are feeling like, you know, this is the beginning of a nice run, and hopefully it is.
Well, the bats sure looked good in that finale against Baltimore. I mean, we were talking with Nate earlier, and he sounded very optimistic that he had found his groove at the plate, and they'd be able to maybe carry this into a winning streak against the Padres tonight.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I mean, they need to get going, and they know that. They know that, you know, we're well past the, hey, it's early, and, you know, we have confidence that things will turn around point of the season, right? We're past the mathematical midway point. And so I think the guys are aware that there's some urgency. You know, I don't know that they would be able to tell you necessarily what we talked about the other day, which is if the Rangers are going to get to 86 wins, which is, you know, I guess you could maybe get 84 in a playoff berth, but I if you told me right now, hey, a team has 86 wins, are they a playoff team or not? I would say I'd feel pretty good about yes. There are going to be some years where the answer is no, and there are going to be some years where the answer is yes to 84 wins. But if the Rangers are going to do that, I think they're going to have to win a little more than 60% of their games. And you're not going to win 60% of your games if it is a slog, you know, in terms of scoring runs. And so they need to go on a little bit of a stretch. Again, schedule be damned, right? You play well, who cares? And so the Padres are, you know, it's a good ball club. You know, they've been playing better despite some injuries. And then you got Tampa Bay coming up this weekend. But who cares? The Rangers just, they've lost the ability to just sort of look at the schedule and say, okay, hey, this is a tough stretch. If we just go 3-4, not a big deal. They got to go on a run, and they got to go on a run now.
Hey, Jared, that's, yeah, I was going to go this direction with your question, and then you expanded on it, and I'm glad you did. Is this maybe the most important week of the season? And I say that in a way, with the All-Star break looming, that maybe that you got to find a way to, you know, win the majority. I mean, I'm not just talking about winning series, but I'm just talking about sweeping some, you know, maybe getting a sweep with one of these, and maybe taking two of three from Tampa. I know it's not easy to do, but is this one of those kind of make or break weeks going into the All-Star break?
So it's a good question, Broadus. I think what I would say is the next 2 weeks. Can we combine this week and next week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the next 2 weeks could very well shape what the rest of the season looks like. If the Rangers make a little bit of a charge It's one of those things that, you know, it always, whether it's in a single game or maybe it's in a season, you know, in a larger sample size, we always talk about, hey, don't let that team hang around, right?
Yeah.
You know, especially in a single game where the underdog gets out to a big lead and they have the opportunity to deliver the dagger, but, you know, they squander that and they let the really good team hang around. And sometimes that team wins. And when they do, we always say, well, you know, they didn't squash the bug when they could have. And I think with the Rangers, if they go on a run here and – what, they got how many games until the All-Star break? 13?
Yeah.
Is that right? 13 games?
Yeah.
Or 12 or something? If they go 9-3 or 10-2 or, you know, I don't know.
That's what I was kind of thinking. Yeah. Something like that that completely gets everybody back on the right foot, gives everybody a mental break, and then you come back and you start playing some real baseball.
Yeah, that'd be big, right? And you know, all it takes is you look up the standings, and you know, these guys say they don't check the standings or whatever.
They do.
Yeah, every day they do. You look up the standings, and you see that you're within striking distance. Oh, my gosh, wait a second. We've been playing the way we've been playing, and we're only X amount of games out. And, you know, they get guys back. Tyler Mahle beginning a rehab assignment tonight. You get him back. Josh Spores hopefully sometime soon. You know, who knows about Josh Young? It seems like it will happen. We just don't really know when. Evan Carter, all of a sudden, you get guys back, and maybe Adolis is going to start turning things around. He's had a nice, you know, last week, and Nate Lowe, and I do think it's important. I think if they limp into the All-Star break, that could be, you know, that could be really tough because they've limped, you know, they just limped through an entire month, essentially, when it, you know, we thought maybe they would start to turn things around, and so now's the time to get things going.
Jared, could Wyatt Langford carry this team the next 2 weeks then?
I'll say this, Broadus. He's got the ability to, right? I think, you know, hesitant to ask him to do that because
I'm just praying that he does. Yeah, that's what I'm doing now as a Ranger fan.
He's got the ability to. So, okay. 2015. The Rangers had an outstanding second half from Shin-Soo Choo. They had an outstanding last 60% of the season from Rugi. If you guys remember, I think Rugi got sent down just to reset, came back up. He was great. Beltre, you got all these big names. The guy who really helped change things during the month of May was Delino DeShields because they put him in the leadoff spot eventually. He got on base. He caused problems on the bases and just set the tone. Wyatt Langford has the speed to be that sort of a nuisance on the bases and get you extra bases because of his speed. And then he's also got the power to be a middle of the order force, right? Now, to put that together for a full season, we're past that point this year because, you know, obviously the first couple months were a bit of a challenge, but he's got that's the type of player he can be.
Yeah.
He can be a dynamic player like that who, you know, you look at a lineup and say, this guy is three spots in front of Wyatt Langford, or Wyatt Langford's due up in five spots where you're just always wondering where he is. And he's a problem if he gets the ball in the air, and he's a problem if he gets the ball on the ground because of his speed and power combo. So, yeah, Bras, all that to say, yes, he's got the ability to do that. I think they look at this lineup and see some of the veterans in it, and they think we don't want to put that on the 22-year-old kid. And what I would tell you guys is that the person who they really need to step up right now is their leadoff hitter, Marcus Semien.
Yeah.
You know, that's a guy who they really need to get going, and that can help change the tenor of the way things look, especially early in games with him being the leadoff hitter.
And obviously, they won a World Series with Marcus being a leadoff hitter. But with that being said, with him struggling, is that something he'd be open-minded to if you wanted to move Wyatt Langford up to the leadoff spot and drop him down in the order?
Yeah, now I want to make something clear, Zach. I know I used the Delino compare. I'm not suggesting Wyatt is a leadoff hitter, and I don't know that's a spot I necessarily would like for him. Now, I'll say this. Yeah, Marcus is definitely struggling, and his numbers are not the numbers you would look at and say leadoff hitter right now with the way he's performing. If you were to ask me, hey, okay, no Marcus, who's leading off? Josh Smith. But
sure.
Then if Josh Smith isn't leading off, or if Josh Smith's leading off, that means he's not hitting second or third, you know, tonight second because Seager's out. But he's been hitting third a lot and been hitting well. And so who's going to hit in that spot, right? Because those spots are important too. And unfortunately, I mean, a part of the reason why the Rangers are facing this conundrum with their win-loss record is that they just haven't had guys who have been performing well consistently at the plate. And so you can't have everyone. We were talking about this the other day. There are a number of guys who you could say, well, should we move this guy down in the order? But you can't have everyone hitting 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, right? And so, I think to some degree, you know, maybe you make a change. But I think the best lineup for this team is one in which Marcus Semien is leading off. And the best lineup, you know, since you brought up Langford, is one where he's in a high leverage spot, probably hitting, you know, third, fourth, or fifth. Tonight he's hitting in the five hole. And maybe other guys get going and you can hit him six and create some lineup depth. But, you know, that's interesting. Wyatt Langford is a leadoff hitter. It's something that I wonder if they've considered. But, you know, you also don't have a lot of beef in the middle of the order right now. And I think he's a guy who can provide a little bit of that.
It's a great conversation. We will continue that on the other side with Jared Sandler. We keep getting you ready for Padres and Rangers right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting you set for Rangers Padres here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan with Jared Sandler. Segment here in the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks and DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Frankel & Frankel for a free consultation. 214-333-3333 or go to truckwreck.com. And now here is Jared's Rangers preview brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Jared, we got... A right-handed pitcher's duel tonight, Eovaldi versus Dylan Cease. And has Dylan Cease been everything that the Padres had hoped he would be when they made the move for him?
Well, that's a good question, Eric. I think Dylan Cease is an interesting one because he's got the stuff that suggests, hey, this guy at times, you know, can be unhittable, and the strikeout numbers certainly reflect that as well, and his strikeout numbers are up this year from last year and the second best strikeout numbers in his career. But he's really only put it together at an elite level once, and that was in 2022. He's been good before, like in 2021. I wouldn't say last year was good. He had a 4.58 ERA, maybe a little bit of bad luck, and maybe a little bit of bad luck this year. But the 3.84 ERA in what's been a pitching climate season isn't necessarily dominant, but I think that there are some peripheral numbers that suggest, no, he's been pretty impressive, and you know he's still tough to hit. Opposing hitters are batting just barely over 200 against him. I think altogether you might look at the numbers and say, well, he hasn't been elite, and I don't know if he's going to be an all-star, but he's been a very good pitcher for them, and you know, a big reason why they are currently in a playoff position in the National League.
How's this lineup been for them this year? It seems like on paper, the Padres have put a lot of money out there to try and be a contender and have just underachieved.
Well, and you know, I think one thing that you got to remember is they've been pretty beat up, and you know, they're without Fernando Tatis. They've been without Xander Bogaerts largely for the entire season. Now, Ha-Sung Kim got off to a really slow start, and his numbers aren't necessarily outstanding by any means. Manny Machado got off to a slow start but had a great June. But yeah, I think altogether, Zach, you know, they're 10th in the league in runs per game, and that's a number that's improved here over the last month. And so I think they probably end up in the top 10. It's not a dominant lineup that absolutely scares you, but it's still a really good lineup, and they obviously went out and acquired Luis Arraez, who helps from a, you know, a batting average and just kind of moving the line type of way. And then, you know, the guy who's carried them is Jurickson Profar. He's had a tremendous year, and he's going to be back here at Globe Life Field in a few weeks representing the Padres in the All-Star game.
Hey, Jared, when you look at Profar, he was one of those guys that kind of, he never really figured it out here. Did he have the chance to figure it out, or was it just, you know, sometimes guys need to change the scenery?
Well, yeah, and it's a good question, Brian, but the thing with Profar, you know, the Rangers traded him prior to the 2019 season, and
right,
he's been with a number of organizations, and San Diego's paying barely more than $1 million for him. You know, he
sure
was a late sign, so I think he had a chance. Yeah, you know, he's with the Rangers organization for a long time.
Was.
And bounced around, and so it's great that he's having success, and it's just unfortunate it didn't work out with the Rangers in that way.
Who's your pick to click tonight, Jared?
I was eighth in our draft order. Oof. I went Leody Taveras.
All right.
I like it. Yeah.
For you, man.
Yeah.
You guys seem really convinced.
We put in the call for Nathaniel Lowe.
Of course you did. You talked to him today.
He's our guy.
And we had a great time with him. We really did. Tell him when you bump into him again, just let him know that the G-Bag Nation thanks him for being awesome.
He guessed it was Wyatt Langford.
Yeah, he nailed it. He nailed the Wyatt Langford.
Right. He guessed it, yep.
That's good to know.
Knows his teammates.
Right. Is he the first one?
First one.
No, I don't think he's the first one, but he's the first one in a while.
Definitely the first one.
According to Broadus, he's the first one.
I thought he was the first one.
I think he's the first.
Yeah.
All right, Jared, we'll catch up with you tomorrow. We love you.
See you guys.
There he goes, Jared Sandler with us here on The Fan. It's been a fun one here in the G-Bag Nation. We'll be back to chat tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Rangers baseball's next.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.